Yes, sir.
Witness.
What's your name, sir?
Daniel Staten.
Mr. Staten.
Yes, sir.
One second, let's see who's going to conduct your hearing, I guess.
That would be me, sir.
You have it?
I have it.
Okay, well, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
All right, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Staten. Could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Yes, ma'am. Daniel Staten, 253-183.
All right, thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing, and I see that you signed your form on September 14th. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And that form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. I don't see a lawyer with you. Are you representing yourself today?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting this hearing. And they are, if you look all the way down at the far end of the bench from me, is the Honorable David Neal. And in the center of the bench is our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. And right next to me is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse, and I'll be the panel chair for your hearing today.
All right.
Also in the room with us is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, and he'll be representing, you can see him on camera, he'll be representing the Department of Corrections and your parole officer today. Before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And Mr. Osborne, I do, ma'am.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and then phase two is to determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. So, Mr. Staten, I'm going to read information from your warrant, and as I read the allegation to you, please respond as to whether it's true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, then the board will take some testimony from Department of Corrections concerning that allegation. And the board will make the final determination about whether you violated your conditions. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. So this is the beginning of phase one, and there's the one allegation on your warrant, and it says that you have violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of parole officer Godinez by failing to establish residence at your approved residence at TLC 54 West Southern in Mesa, Arizona, as verbally or written directed on August 9th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Staten, is that true or false?
That's true, ma'am.
That's true, okay, thank you. Oops, get my fingers moving. And based on Mr. Staten's admission, I move to find him a delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Thank you, Mr. Staten. If you hold just a second, I will make some notations here. All right. Now, moving on to phase two, we're now going to determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked, Mr. Staten. Before we move on, please just stand by for a moment as our CCO Osborne gives us additional information, and we'll be right back with you. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Staten was released from DOC custody on August 9th of 2017. He was arrested on August 27th of 2017. by Phoenix PD on his absconding warrant status, and was returned back to our custody that same day with 18 abscond days, with a community supervision end date of April 27th, 2019. Current conviction, 2010. Theft, 3 years, 6 months. 2010, aggravated assault, 6 years, 6 months. 2010, threats of credit cards to obtain fraud, 1 year, 6 months. And 2010, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3-4, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no SCG or gang information noted. He has a moderate disciplinary history with theft, possession of drugs, fighting, threatening, intimidating, and participating in a riot noted. Other arrests, 1998, assault with a deadly weapon, Florida unknown. 1998, armed robbery, Florida, felony conviction, state prison. 1998, unlawful use of means of transportation, felony conviction, Florida, state prison. 1998, trafficking in stolen property, Florida, felony conviction, state prison. 2001, marijuana violation, Florida unknown. And 2005, burglary, Florida, felony conviction, state prison. And he has a community risk score of G6B7.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. All right. It looks like, Mr. Staton, that you were released to TLC at 54 West Southern in Mesa, but on August 9th, the house manager at TLC reported that you had failed to establish residence. What happened? Why didn't you go to TLC?
You know, when I first came out, I just got a petition, a 10-year sentence. I kind of panicked. I went and relapsed. I showed up to the house. They told me I had to be 72 hours clean. I left. I panicked and started. I was getting high and I was on the streets. You know, I was just homeless. I ended up going to a shelter until I turned myself into the Phoenix Police Department. I was at CAS.
Okay, so you were CAS. What's your drug of choice? Mr. Staton?
Meth,
okay. Were you working at all?
I had started trying to go to a day labor center when I was over at the CAS. I went to CAS in Phoenix and I was staying there until I think the 29th, but I was in the process of getting my identification. All I had was my prison ID. So I never actually got my ID. I wasn't out long enough for them to mail it to me.
Okay, all right. And have you ever completed any sort of drug treatment at any point?
Not since, no, never.
Never completed?
Never. I've never had no type of drug treatment.
Okay. And how long have you been using drugs?
Since I was 12.
Oh, okay. And what drugs have you used? You said meth. What else? Anything else?
I didn't start using meth until I came to Arizona. Cocaine, prescription pills, marijuana, you know, just whatever I could get my hands on at one time, you know. Out here, it just kind of turned into one thing. When I got moved out here, I just kind of was doing meth, and that was it.
Okay. All right. And it looks like you didn't submit any UA samples during this period, but I guess you were only out a few days. And probably your number didn't come up. Let me see if my fellow board members have any questions for you.
Just a very brief question, Mr. Station. Why did you leave Florida to come to Arizona, sir?
What made me come to Arizona?
Yes, sir.
In 2006, when I got out of prison, my father lived out here. I hadn't seen him in 20 years. So he reached out to me when I was in prison in Florida and wrote me and told me, hey, you know, if you need a place to go, you know, come out here, I'll help you start and turn a new leaf. And that's when I moved out here.
Okay, so I was just curious, and hopefully after this you will turn that new leaf so that you won't get back in the criminal justice system again, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam
Yes,
Chair.
Sir.
You're welcome. Any other questions from the board?
No, thank you, sir.
All right. Mr. Staton, we're coming toward the conclusion of your hearing, but I'd like to give you the opportunity to tell the board anything else. Particularly something you haven't told us before. Is there anything else you'd like the board to know?
Yeah, you know, I understand that I got out, I made a mistake. I'm not the same individual I was 10 years ago when I came in, you know, but I'm still an addict. You know, I still have substance abuse problems. I've never treated for them. That's why I had gotten a notice in the mail. I talked to my parole officer after the fact, after she'd already violated me, and she told me, she was like, well, look, you know, if you come in, we'll get rid of it, we'll squash the warrant. And I, you know, I had a kind of a mistrust for the city. You know, I've been in and out, you know, most of my life, and, you know, I kind of had a little bit of a mistrust issue with her. And I, you know, she's like, well, look, you know, you got to trust me. And I finally reached out to my family, and they had talked to her, and they sent some mail to my house saying that, hey, you know, if you turn yourself in, you know, you'll deal with some sanctions. We'll get you some treatment. And at the time, it was like a Sunday, so I ended up walking up to a Circle K and told them, hey, call the police. When they showed up, I told them, look, I'm an absconder. I want to go back to DOC. And at first, they were just going to send me to a mental health treatment center, and then they ended up saying, well, look, I can drop you off at Alhambra. And that's the gist of it, you know. I really don't have an excuse for what I did. I kind of fell weak when I just came out, and by the time it was too late, the damage was already done, you know. But that's really all I got to say, to be honest with you, you know. Either way, I'm going to still try to get my life together regardless, whether it's reinstatement or if not, you know, because I'm tired of living like this.
All right, thank you, Mr. Staton. And just in our experience here, just like you experienced with your parole officer, they really are willing to work with you. I mean, if whatever this board decides, whether to reinstate or to revoke your community supervision, the parole officers are very willing to work with you. They want you to succeed too, just like we do, so, and just like you do. So
yeah, I figured that out afterwards.
Yeah, but just
after the fact, and I was like, well, I've already made a mistake, and that's why I turned myself in. That's why I was like, oh, I'm not gonna run around out here ducking my head. Might as well just face the music now and get it over with.
Well, and thank you for that. So Mr. Staton, the board is going to go into discussion and make a determination right now. So, and it may sound like we're talking to you, but it's really the board talking with itself.
Yes.
We operate under the open meeting law. So if you'll just stay there on the phone, and you certainly can listen in, we'll be back with you shortly.
Right,
so
thank you.
The board is now in discussion. This is a case of an individual who is, acknowledges that he's an addict. He's never been treated for taking any sort of drug treatment. Has a pretty long, several terms in prison in Florida and now here, and is just finishing a 10-year sentence, so has been in prison much of the last 10 years. He acknowledges that he relapsed immediately upon release and didn't even get to check into TLC because of the rule that you have to be clean for 72 hours before you can enter the program. And he did abscond for the 18 days, although to his credit, he turned himself in. That's a good thing. But he's got a release date, a sentence ending date of April 27th of 2019, because of serving the 10-year sentence. I'm not seeing Mr. Stetton is a good candidate for community supervision, but I'm certainly willing to listen to any input from my fellow board members.
I agree with you, Ms. Rittenhouse.
So do I.
Yes. All right, then I'm going to make a motion. Based on the points in warrant number 2017-W2836, discussion with Mr. Stetton, and information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Stetton was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and has lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Thank you. Mr. Stetton, your community supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released from ADC on or about April 27th of 2019. And, you know, you could look at this as a negative thing, but I think, I hope that you'll look at it as a positive and use the time that you've got there to get some sort of drug treatment. I heard you say that you're wanting to get out of this life, that you want to be gone and out of the criminal justice system. This is your opportunity. Get some drug treatment. Do whatever it takes. Addiction is very difficult. But do what it takes there. Work with your CO3, and you will be able to succeed if you make up your mind to do it. Thank you for participating in your hearing, Mr. Stetton. This hearing is concluded, and no further discussion may take place. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Give the phone back to your CO3.
Okay.